This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Say a funny look, an overview of what's going on today, that being Thursday, the 22nd of August and all that, things from California to Massachusetts, from coast to coast and everywhere in between. The fodder on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn on the West Coast, Victoria Keelan on the East Coast, Kara's in Washington, I'm in Massachusetts, and there are, as usual, lots of things that are important to talk about. Sometimes you wonder, what is this information? Sometimes you wonder, what do they think? But not usually. The information is clear, and our thoughts are pretty clear as well. So Jennifer is going to take us into the land of Democratic politics for a celebration on the part of the 1,935 people who are running. Now there are only 1,934. Hooray!
That's right. I know. We actually, unless someone else jumps in the race, you might actually get a gain here for less Democratic candidates. Because remember when John Hickenlooper dropped out, Tom Steyer dropped in. So you actually never, you know, you still have the same amount of candidates. Now we're getting word that the governor, Jay Inslee from Washington, is also out. He said on Wednesday night that he's suspending his presidential campaign. He said, quote, "It's become clear I'm not going to be carrying the ball. I'm not going to be president, so I'm withdrawing tonight from the race." He told that to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC on Wednesday night. He did say, "I have to tell you, I've been fighting climate change for 25 years, and I've never been so confident of the ability of America now to reach critical mass to move the ball." Problem with Jay Inslee, well, aside from the fact that he never really cracked like 0% or 1% in most of the polls, is that he entered the race as a single issue candidate, and that is just so difficult to do in today's world. He entered the race as a climate change candidate. And while that's, I think, an important issue to many people on the left, it's not the only issue. And I think he might have sold himself short by trying to make everything apply to climate change. So he's out. And now there's one less person in that car moving towards 2020. This is about the time of year where people will start to filter out a little bit, to thin out the herd, because the debates are getting harder and harder to qualify for. And without those debates, you really don't get that national attention that you need to tell people who you are.
All right, so on the success side of things, over on the Republican side, there are now three candidates who are running in the Republican primary. One of them would be Donald J. Trump. Another one, a fellow named William Weld. And the third one is Joseph Walsh. Joe Walsh.
Well, he hasn't made it official yet. He says he's thinking about jumping in. Yeah. He and Mark Sanford both have said that they might jump into primary President Trump. Joe Walsh has been very critical of the president for a long time. I think the problem with these Republican challengers, I get it. If you're a Democrat, the field is wide open. That's why there's so many different challengers. But when you're running as a Republican against President Trump, his approval rating is 89% to 90%, depending on the poll, with Republicans. And so you're running at best to try to get 10% of the Republican vote in the primary. It seems like, I don't know, it seems like a waste of money, but thankfully it's not my money, so go ahead, Joe. Well, welcome to the race.
I find it interesting because Salem is unabashedly, and the corporate structure suggests that if you listen to the national program director, for example, you can't win unless you're a Trump supporter. And the management ownership has been pretty clear that they want people on the air. I mean, that's why what's his face from Portland got fired, in essence, Medved, because he didn't support
Trump.
That's
not true.
Well, it's pretty true. And anyway, so Walsh said It's okay. Close enough to being true, at least according to him.
Close enough to being true. Well, no, I don't think that's true. I don't think he said that, and I don't think anybody else has said that. But anyway, the point is that Joe Walsh is, and I don't even know what station does he work, because he's not a national guy.
Yeah, he's on the network from 9 to midnight. And he's on.
Oh, really?
Chicago.
Isn't he a local? He's a local. Oh, so
he was, but then they syndicated him a couple of years ago from 9 to midnight.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's all right. Steve.
Yeah, Benson, no, I didn't.
Remember him?
Oh,
the guy from Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, it's just the reason I bring it up is because the numbers, I would like to know what the numbers are of the membership total for the Republican Party. The number of people who say they're Republicans or who vote as Republicans. Larger, the same, or smaller than it was 4 years ago? How many people do you know? And this is not a challenge to you. I know how you feel, and I get it, and I respect it. But I don't. I'm interested in knowing whether 90% of what number is it? 90% of the same number that voted in 2016? Are there more Republicans than there were in 2016, or are there fewer Republicans? My gut tells me there are fewer Republicans. I don't know whether it's a significant number, and I don't know the facts really. So I'd like to. That's why I just became curious.
I mean, regardless of how many Republicans there are, the answer is if you're running for the Republican primary, and right now the current number is 8. Let's just say on the low end, 89% of Republicans approve President
so
Trump.
So he makes it through the primary. Yeah, I get that.
It seems futile. I mean, if you just look at Iowa, like let's look at Iowa. Because it just happened. The Iowa Fair, they do that corn kernel contest, you know, where you take a corn kernel and you drop it into the jar of the person that you like. It's very scientific. The Republicans beat out the Democrats by, like, it was a very narrow margin, but Republicans beat out the Democrats. And Bill Weld got 3% of the vote, and Trump got 97% of the vote.
Yeah.
Of that Republican corn. So I'm all for it. I actually like a large primary field. I like the fact that there's a lot of Democrats running. I think it's great that there are people challenging President Trump. I just think when you look at approval ratings within a party, you have to say, okay, am I going to really cut through? I mean, it's a big hill to climb. But if he wants to try, God love him. Go for it.
So the thing also psychologically would be for me to understand what it is what, remember, you may not remember this. I remember maybe 12, 13 years ago, we had a conversation, you and I did, about the change. I had read something in a philosophy book, current philosophy, focused on who gets elected president, why they get elected president, and not just for the office of president, but who gets elected for whatever office it may be, and why they get elected, and in a sense, how they get elected. And it was really very interesting. I haven't thought about this until just now when I started thinking about how many Republicans there are and what the situation is. And there was this book was written by a spiritualist minister, had nothing to do with Marianne Williamson. But the prediction was, or the feeling was, that we were going to, in the next decade or so, find a leader or come rally around a leader who was going to change things so dramatically in America for the better that it would go down in history as perhaps one of the most powerful 8-year periods in the history of our country. And I'm still sort of looking for that person. I think Trump has brought change, but it's not the kind of change I like. And I don't think anybody gets me wrong here. I like some of the things, if not a lot of the things, that Trump stands for in terms of policy and getting things done. I think that he's on the right path when it comes to immigration with most of the decisions. It's become so nitty-gritty and so politically charged and so much, you know, demagoguery. And there also is, you know, he wants to drain the swamp, or so he said, but the swamp's getting deeper. And, you know, on one hand, there are things that are being done and that are, I think, positive steps for sort of figuring out what's going to happen in the future. The tariff thing, although I think its impact is horrible at the moment, I'm hoping that it'll be better down the line if any American family farmer can survive through all of this. But it's just the bludgeoning of people who don't agree with him, and it's just not gentlemanly. I think people expect or want, or at least most people used to think, that having a president that had some panache was a good thing. But this guy has no savoir faire whatsoever. He doesn't seem to, and that's whatever the reason for it. I'm not here to figure out what the reason for it is. I just want to know why people. I get that they want the policy change, but what there is about that they can stomach, if that's what it is, through all of the perilous moments of his performance. I think that it's frustrating. And I think that's what Weld, who is a complete gentleman, I don't know Joe Walsh, I know he's a pretty moderate Republican, and I was actually surprised when he got a job on sale because there's not much moderation there. And I don't mean that as a slam, it's just that's the reality. So I'm just thinking out loud, Jennifer, and you're certainly welcome, Victoria, to comment on what you think my thoughts are, whether I'm on the right page or not.
From the Republican perspective, I'll tell you what. We are in a culture war of a far left that wants to change who we are as Americans.
The fact that we're using the term war.
Okay, you asked, and I get to answer, right? Yeah. We are
in a
movement.
Well, I said, Victoria, I think you already had explained it, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, then go ahead, Victoria.
No,
I want to hear Jen finish her sentence.
All right, go ahead.
I feel like Republicans have started to wake up to the fact that the far left, I'm not talking about Democrats, I'm talking about the far left in this country, is indoctrinating people through academia.
No question about it.
They are trying to get rid of the country as we know it. As far as capitalism goes, they're moving it towards socialism and, worse yet, even communism. And I think people are aware of that. And I think the only one who's had backbone on the Republican side to not be shamed out of standing up to it is Trump. I mean, every time somebody tries to say, hey, wait, this isn't right, the far left says you're racist, you're sexist, you're misogynist, you're a homophobe.
I'm bored with you 100%.
And so then
I think he is all those things, though. And a lot of people who are, I'm not on the far left, but a lot of people do look at him and think all
I'm
of
not
those
talking
things.
About, I'm actually not even talking about Trump. I'm talking about the left going after Republicans, name calling them, and then they just disappear because they have no backbone to stand up. Trump has a backbone. Now, you may think he's all those
kind
things. I don't. But he has a backbone, and he actually stops that mudslide, that flow of intimidation from the left wanting to change who we are as a nation. And so I think that's why you're going to see Trump get reelected again. I think people
are
aware of it.
Question at this point.
And he's imperfect, maybe. But, yeah, I mean, and I also think when it comes to voting, people vote for the candidate with the it factor on the very, mm-hmm. very surface and shallow level, whether they like him or not. They always vote for the one that kind of has that it factor. Al Gore didn't have it. George Bush did. Hillary Clinton didn't have it. Obama did.
More people voted for Al Gore than voted for George Bush.
But who won? Who lived in the White House?
Manipulated the situation in Florida. I don't want to. We got to stop for a second. The one thing I want people to think about, though, is with another shooting, this time on a college campus in Atlanta, how many more days do we wake up to those things until there is some leadership? Bush, Trump spent a half hour on the phone with Wayne LaPierre the other day. Trump was ready to get tough on gun control and with various gun issues, and LaPierre talked him out of it. I don't think that's having a backbone. I think that's pandering, giving
into a guy. I don't think more legislation is going to stop bad guys from committing crimes.
But he said, Trump said, I want to fix this. And he had several ideas that were good, and people rallied around and supported,
and
then he changed his mind
after
he talked to Wayne LaPierre. At any rate, a quick reminder about how to lose weight and keep it off. I think if I just say the name, I think just reminding you, you've heard the story from me hundreds if not thousands of times about how people get started on Calitrin to get a jump start on their health goals, lose weight, and keep it off. Let that be the motivation. Go to toploss.com. Now, here's another motivation. The deal right now is to buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, 10% off the whole deal, and free shipping. Use the code DJV when you buy Calitrin, which is the way to lose weight, the healthy way, all-natural way, and to keep it off. That's the bottom line, isn't it? Toploss.com, special deal. Check the box for DJV. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, 10% off the whole deal, and free shipping. DJV code at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All for you. Is it all for you or Saul for you? What's the right title of this tune by Janet
all
Jackson?
All for you.
All for you. Doesn't it sound like she's singing Saul for you?
I think she's saying
it's all for you.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us into the focus of Janet Jackson's career. She is ending her Las Vegas residency, very successful. She now says she's going to kick back for a while and party a little with some of her friends. Actually, after the final show over the weekend of her Metamorphosis run, was at the Park Theater in the MGM. Jackson hit a cocktail lounge with her band and her dancers and her crew. And then stars like Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah, Magic Johnson were on hand to watch her last performance. And then they joined her for the party afterwards. And then there's Allison Janney, the actress, her mom, also in the audience Saturday, posting a video of the show and was spotted with friends enjoying Korean barbecue at the hotel.
I love how specific this is. I guess she didn't go to the after party, but Korean barbecue is not bad.
Barbecue, that's it.
Didn't she only do this residency for a couple weeks?
How long was she there?
Feels like it was that we just announced that she was doing it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of the longer ones, maybe like a month?
She's coming back, though?
Apparently, it's been such a hit that Live Nation announced she's heading to Hawaii to perform a couple of shows November 21st, 22nd to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Rhythm Nation. That's what this is, right?
Mm-hmm. This is such a great album.
So who writes her music? Just curious. I'm not familiar enough with it to...
She wrote it with who were those producers? June
so she
Jan
creates her
Terry
own,
something.
Pretty
yeah.
much. Yeah.
Yep.
Does
the
she?
Three of them pretty much did. I think every one of her albums.
Did they?
Yeah. When she was inducted into the Hall of Fame earlier this year, she thanked both of them because I don't really know that she'd have much of a career without the two of them. Yeah. They were instrumental in giving her own sound, separate from any of the Jackson stuff.
That's the clever thing about being a record producer. If you really have a great ear and know what goes in, I think of Phil Spector in that regard, as much of a cretin as he is. He was very good at hearing and creating. And that's why so many of the songs that he created with so many of those groups were so successful. Next up, musically on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Dougster. Here's Taron Egerton, starred as Elton John, remember? In the movie Rocket Man.
He was so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's going to read the audiobook of Elton's memoir called Me, which is going to come out in October. Elton himself will appear on this 13-hour unabridged audiobook of his upcoming autobiography. That's pretty spectacular, isn't it? Think about that. This is Tara. This is not Elton. This is the Taron thing.
That's Taron.
Yeah.
Yep.
He says, quote, "Elton is a fascinating man, at times incredibly intimidating and yet very vulnerable. I've never met anybody like him. I was passionate about my role as Elton in the movie Rocket Man, and this feels like the perfect closing chapter to the whole experience. I'm honored to have been asked to narrate Elton's autobiography, and I'm excited to get started." 13 hours. How long is it? You know, it may be a 13-hour audiobook, but you know how long it takes to put something like that with one take, another take, and he's probably being paid very well, but it's an interesting, exploratory world, the whole business of narrating books. Me is going to be John's first and only autobiography, tracing his life and work as a singer-songwriter to his rise to fame. The book discusses Elton's road to sobriety, relationship with his family, that sort of thing. So that's the book coming out 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
To internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hopefully you've had a good restful night, good night's sleep, and now you can join one out of every 500 people worldwide to listen to the DJV program. How's that? Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria wants to talk about those people, them folks, who are going to be on the newest version of Dancing with the Stars, which was off, was it all of last year or...
Yeah, it took a whole year off. It was a whole year for the first time ever.
Why did they do that? Well, why did they do that?
I think they needed a break from it. I think it was just losing so much steam. And, you know, at this point, you know, like the comedian Jeff Ross said, it's basically should be called Dancing with the Vaguely Familiar. I mean, it's just there were no...
No
names. There were just no big names anymore. So they definitely fixed that a little bit. Some of the names that were announced for the upcoming season, which starts on September 16th, there are definitely some recognizable names. The Supremes, Mary Wilson, for the older generation, everyone will know who she is. From Queer Eye, Karamo Brown. The Bachelorettes, Hannah Brown. Supermodel, Christie Brinkley. Country star, Lauren Elena. James Vanderbeek, who's best known as from Dawson's Creek, NFL legend Ray Lewis, The Office star Kate Flannery. I don't know who she is. I've seen The Office, but I don't know which one she is. Pop star Ally Brooke, Lamar Odom, former NBA player, also married to a Kardashian at one point, and almost died. He has quite the story and the comeback.
I'm most interested to see him, actually, to see how
it goes. I am too. Yeah, I'm curious about him. Apparently, he's in good shape now. He's playing really well. I don't know who Kel Mitchell is.
From a Nickelodeon show.
From Kenan and Kel. Yeah.
Oh, Kenan and Kel. Oh, okay. And then Sean Spicer, the former press secretary. Now, that's probably the most controversial pick. Tom Bergeron admitted yesterday on Twitter in a kind of a lengthy post, he said that before Sean Spicer's name was even brought up, that last spring he met with the executives. He's not a producer on the show, he's just the host. But he met with the executives and implored them to not have anyone political from any side. He said this has been, for the last however many seasons, this has been a respite from politics. He said our current political climate is just so divisive. Let's just not have anybody from the left or the right. Let's keep it completely apolitical. And he said that he left the meeting feeling like his message had been agreed with and received well. And then, boom, they announced Sean Spicer. So, I don't know. We'll see. But ABC News staffers not happy about that choice as well. They said that he treated them really badly when he was in the press secretary position. So, I don't know. We'll see. But there's usually one controversial pick for every season.
I personally think it'll be kind of fun because I don't know how I feel about him, but to see him dancing around in, like, a glittery outfit, well, I'm sure
I don't think he's going to last very long.
I think that'll produce some funny pictures that whether you like him or not, you can get some laughs out of. And then, by the way, Kate Flannery played Meredith, the redhead on The Office, the kind of crazy one.
Okay.
The thing about that judgment it brings up the question of whether people can change, do change, will change, whether Spicer did what the news media wanted him to do as the press secretary or not, whether he's trying to rebuild his image, change his life, whatever it is. I think he's
got a book
guy
to sell too.
Chance.
So.
Well, whatever.
He's a really nice guy. I know nobody wants to hear it, but I actually
I'm
had a chance to meet him on a personal level, and I think people are actually going
to
be surprised at like how goofy and funny and nice he's going to be probably on the show. And I think he'll actually meet. Well, you know what? He won't change minds because people's minds are already made. But he could. If people are being open-minded, he could change minds.
It may not be that he's responsible for people having closed minds, but people associate him in that way with this, the closed-mindedness that we were talking about before of both the left and the right, which at some point in time is going to have to change. Some charismatic leader hopefully will come around and bring people together. That would be a good thing. I noticed a couple of other names in the news that Liam Hemsworth actually filed for divorce from Miley Cyrus. They were talking about it. They have been back and forth, but apparently they've been separated for almost all of the time they were married. That's what I get out of looking.
Well, I think from the end of June. They got married in January, so from the end of June, apparently,
so for
they've been
2 or 3 months. They've been.
Yeah.
So
it's very sad.
It is kind of sad, but is she
I feel sorry for him.
Because she's with Brody's wife, Brody Jenner's wife, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're hooking
Who's
up.
Brody
or whatever.
Jenner, just another Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner's son, the youngest son.
What's his claim to fame other than his last name?
He writes. He's in a band. Show. Yeah, he's in a band, and he's a DJ.
He's on The Hills now, isn't he?
Yeah, I watch it. Big surprise! It's on MTV. I watch it. Yeah, I feel sorry for him because Caitlyn. He calls her Caitlyn, so I'll call her Caitlyn. But Bruce Jenner, his dad, has kind of left behind the kids, and he doesn't really have a relationship with his dad at all. So I don't know. I feel, and I guess never really did from the time he was like 2 or 3 on, when Bruce was with Kris Kardashian. There, you know, he kind of left them behind. And his mom was actually one of the first ones that Bruce revealed that he was Caitlyn to him, I guess, or to her years ago. And so it's kind of a mystery as to if, what's her face, Kris Kardashian knew about this. She says she didn't, but
she said she knew he was cross dressing or something, right?
Yeah.
And, Doug, this will bring it full circle for you. Brody's mother is Linda Thompson, who was Elvis's girlfriend and found him dead on the toilet.
Oh. Okay.
And married David Foster, I think.
I don't know. She's been married, I think, a couple of times, but she married Bruce Jenner and then had two boys with him.
Yeah.
She might have other kids, I don't know, but she was sort of famously Elvis's last girlfriend.
Yeah, and David Foster was her last husband. So,
and he's now married to Catherine McPhee. So
made a scorecard.
Right. Totally.
For this one. Woof. Here's another name in the news. Cardinal George Pell. An appeals court in Australia rejecting the cardinal's appeal to have his conviction for child sexual abuse overturned. He's the former treasurer of the Vatican, a high-ranking figure within the Catholic Church. He got 6 years in prison after he was found guilty of abusing a couple of boys in the 90s. Jury found him guilty on one count of sexual penetration. I don't want to. Here's the thing that gets me about this, is that he was under the protection of the Vatican and went back to Australia in some way, shape, somehow or other. They grabbed him, and they're trying to do the same thing with the Bernard Law and a couple of the others who are under the protection of the Vatican. And I think this is the only successful case there is, where he had gone out, if you will, and got grabbed and went to jail and won't be eligible for parole till 2022. They should have thrown the key away. As far as I'm concerned, the guy got more. He didn't get enough of what he deserved, frankly. Here is the celebration for the day today, National Tooth Fairy Day, or as Miles says, National Tooth Fairy Day. Tooth Fairy Day dedicated to the fairy. You put in here mythical fairy. Where'd you get that?
You mean it's real? The Tooth Fairy is real?
Of course the Tooth Fairy is real.
Okay.
Bringing money, gifts to children. Come on. Where were you when the Tooth Fairy was around when you lost your first tooth? Tooth.
Well, whatever Tooth Fairy I had was
cheap.
Pretty cheap.
Really? Mine wasn't like $5 a tooth.
I got about a quarter for a tooth. So
yeah,
thanks, Tooth Fairy.
Woohoo!
I thought with inflation you would have gotten at least a few bucks, Karen.
Yeah, you would have thought, but.
I think it's $5 a tooth now, right?
That's is that what it is?
Going rate.
At what age? Are you about what? 5 or 6 when you start losing your teeth? How old are you when you start?
I don't remember.
Having them drop out. Anyway, well.
I don't know, but if $5 is the price now, I might start losing teeth again.
Feel great.
Now they don't pay you anymore.
Yeah. A lot of English-speaking countries practice the tradition of the tooth fairy. The child usually puts the tooth in a tooth box. I didn't do that with mine. I stuck it under the pillow. I still have one that I'd taken out last year, remember? I should have thought about putting that in.
I used to save mine, too, but they, turned into dust after a while.
Oh, no, I still got a couple of good ones around. Yeah. In England, children were to burn their baby teeth so they wouldn't experience hardship in the afterlife, so the witches would not find their teeth. It was thought that witches would control someone if they got a hold of their teeth. Not until this last century that the modern-day tooth fairy came to be. The earliest reference to the fairy was in the Chicago Daily Tribune in 1908. Isn't this the same paper that Virginia, there is a Santa Claus appeared? I think it is. Interesting what that paper was about. 1927, Esther Watkins Arnold published her play, Let the Tooth Fairy, which helped to popularize the tooth fairy with children. So, happy Tooth Fairy Day. Happy days are here again. The sports news today focusing on Major League Soccer, which is apparently going to be played in St. Louis. Commissioner has announced the gateway to the West City, getting a team that's making a bit of history. It'll be the first female majority-owned club in the team. Caroline Kindle Betts, who is leading the ownership group, said, "Our ownership group has come a long way since we first announced our bid. It's an incredible feeling now to be able to say St. Louis is home to the first official majority female-led ownership group in Major League Soccer." St. Louis.
I wish they would have bought a women's team, but it's cool that they're female owners now. But with all the buzz that's happening around the women's team just being so strong, it would have been cool if they were able to purchase a women's team. But it's still a big step.
Yeah, you look in St. Louis, there are lots of thousands of teams there, apparently, in the metro area. 50,000 youngsters are playing soccer in St. Louis. Who would have thunk it? So with all that interest, this ought to be let's hope it's a slam dunk investment for them. They built a new stadium in downtown St. Louis. It cost $250 million. Oof. Only fans purchasing tickets or items at the stadium will have to pay any taxes. The citywide tax to finance the stadium. That's another damned outrage. Taxpayers paying for these stadiums. I think it's outrageous.
Well, this one, is that's not really the case, I don't think, with this one.
They're paying at the ticket for ticket. They're taxing them when they buy the ticket, I think, right? Isn't that how it works? Not the general part. They're not taking money out of the taxpayers' coffers, but you do pay a sort
it
of
It says, but in
tax.
This case, there won't be a citywide tax investment to finance the statement.
No,
the
but they're going to tax, they'll pay an extra tax when they buy tickets. To go
well, if you're participating in it, then that's fine. Yeah. You pay tax on everything. If you go to a concert, you pay tax on it.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bother me. That's just if you're not a soccer fan in the city, you're not getting taxed for it. I think that's a good thing because a lot of stadiums go up and most people who never even go into the stadium end up paying for it with their taxes.
Yeah. That was my point.
Right.
Yeah. So...
So I think this is a much better way to deal with that.
It's better than the other, yes. I'd like to see no taxes. Private money builds all these stadiums. I don't think there should be any taxation at all, frankly. But that's my spin on it. Television news, Larry King and wife number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wasn't he married to her before?
To be fair, he married one woman twice, so
yeah.
Six wives, seven marriages.
That's it, right.
Okay. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Been married to this lady for 22 years. I remember about her, she's taller than he is. That's what I remember.
She's a lot younger, too, right?
Yeah, well, most of his wives were a lot younger than he was. According to court documents, Larry was the one who filed. Irreconcilable differences. Date of separation was earlier in June. In 2016, Larry was distraught about an alleged year-long affair his wife had been having. I mean, if Larry King, you'd look at him now, he's 88? Looks like an old fossil.
Is
looks
he
like
that
Mitch
old?
McConnell.
He's 85, I mean, but who's surprised that she was having multiple affairs? She's almost 30 years younger than him.
But wasn't he, like, associated with her sister 10 years ago? Like, it was said that he was...
Yeah.
So, I don't know that Thanksgiving was friendly over the last 10 years in their house anyway.
No. Anyway, so, it's, it's... How do you do that seven times? All I want to know. How do you get married?
Keep
no
hoping you're getting
whom?
It right.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. That's the story of Larry King. And that note. On that note, Jennifer, what do we have tonight that's on TV that's exciting, something to look forward to?
Well, if you like Bobby Flay, The Flay List is coming to Food Network. This is a six-part culinary tour of New York City with Bobby Flay and his daughter, Sophie, as they go through kind of the best fried chicken, burgers, tacos, pizza, steak that the city has to offer. You can check that out at 10:30 on Food Network. History Network or History Channel has the season finale of Alone. It's day 70 in the Canadian Arctic. You can check it out and see how the survivalists have done. It's at 10 o'clock for that season finale. Basket series finale is on FX tonight at 10. CBS All Access, their streaming service, has a show called Why Women Kill. Lucy Liu is in this one, and it premieres
written by my son in part.
Well, there you go.
Credits at the end of the show. Yep, there it is. So
check it out on CBS All Access. Glad we promoted then. Tonight on the networks, Holy Moly's new tonight on ABC at 8. Outpost tonight new on the CW at 8. And, Hollywood Game Night on NBC at 9.
That's a good show.
That's brand new, too.
That
it's
is,
fun.
Those are pretty much authentic. You were talking earlier about Dancing with the Stars and how they had a hard time finding stars, legitimate stars. Most of the people that lead the teams on Hollywood Game Night are people that you actually know. They are from legitimate TV shows, sometimes movies and stuff. I don't see many music people on it, but whenever I come across it, I find her to be an engaging host and it to be just kind of a fun romp into the answers to questions you might not know. So you learn something too watching, which is a great combination. So all that's good. Thanks, Jen. Jen, 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Here's what you need to know from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here to overview a couple of important technology-related stories. Walmart is suing Tesla. What's the story behind the story there, Victoria?
Yeah, according to this new lawsuit from Walmart against Tesla, their solar panels started fires at no fewer than 7 Walmart stores that they say resulted in hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. Walmart alleges that years of gross negligence and failure to live up to industry standards by Tesla sparked the fires and then led to at least 7 of their locations to have to close temporarily over the last 7 years.
So these are actually on the roof at the stores.
Yes.
They're not selling the stuff inside the store. They're
no, these are panels on the actual stores. So Tesla has installed solar panels at more than 240 Walmart locations. And lawyers for Walmart say that Tesla didn't ground the system properly and that the solar panels installed at the Walmart sites were defective. Now, here's the little sticky wicket of this. Tesla didn't actually install these. This was a company that Tesla bought. The company was called Solar City, and Tesla bought them in 2016. All of these solar panels had been prior to 2016. That's when they were installed by Solar City. But, you know, when you buy a company, you're on the hook for all of it. So if Walmart didn't do due diligence on this, then, you know, or I mean, if Tesla didn't, then, you know, that is on that's on them. But they actually say Solar City had adopted ill-considered business models that essentially required a quickie installation because they just needed to turn a profit. And the contractors and subcontractors weren't, they didn't perform the initial installation the right way. They didn't have properly hired and trained people doing it. So now now that Tesla owns SolarCity, they're going to have to deal with this. Walmart claims that Tesla has also failed to provide a complete set of final root cause analyses from these fires. The interesting thing is that Walmart demanded that Tesla disconnect the solar panels after three fires broke out in 2018, one in Ohio, one in Maryland, and one in California. Tesla complied, and then apparently another fire broke out anyway at a second California store. So there's something going on with the panels, not really sure. This is really bad news and bad timing for Tesla. Just on Monday, they announced the relaunch of their solar panel division. They have really sleek-looking solar panels. They also have, which is not a SolarCity thing, I believe it is a Tesla invention, they have solar tiles that are absolutely stunning. They look, they're glass tiles that are actually can hold up more than regular roofing tiles. They're really beautiful, and so that's the new program they have. You can actually rent them for $50 a month if you don't want to commit to installing them. So not good timing for Tesla, but we'll see where this lawsuit goes.
Well, this is one out of the page, the same sort of pages. When you buy, you said it, I think, correctly, due diligence, Bayer, take a page from the Bayer playbook, buying Monsanto. They've had to set aside $5 billion.
Yeah, I don't think they anticipated that.
No. The June Smart Oven, latest smart device to turn on when it ought not to.
The Geek Out.
Google Maps is rolling out an AR feature showing users turn-by-turn icons laid over in real time of your device as you walk along. It's called Live View, and it's been on the Pixel phones, but is now coming out for other devices and is limited to walking directions. So once the user has entered a destination, the app uses the device camera to show what's in front of them and then overlay AR arrows and information making turn here about as obvious and clear as it gets. It will also display info like street names and other visual markers. Oddly, you'll also get a warning not to look at your phone and walk at the same time, which seems to defeat the purpose, but Google Maps Live View is rolling out now, and you can try it for yourself.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, next up, how to save big if you're buying textbooks. Let's see what we can do about that technologically.
Textbooks can be about $400 per semester for a lot of people. And so if you want to look for ways to save on that, Pearson.com recently announced 1,500 of their textbooks will now be offered electronically in order to lower costs of the books. The average e-book cost is $40. It can be upgraded with digital learning tools for $79. And if you prefer a physical textbook, you can rent one from them for $60, which is great. They have an inclusive access program with 700 colleges, so you or your kids should definitely check out if your college participates in this, because it can save a lot of money. Chegg Books, with two G's, is a website where you can buy, rent, and sell textbooks. They have bargain prices up to 90% off campus bookstore prices. And if you want to rent textbooks, Amazon also does it. And Thrift Books is another great website where you can get huge discounts on textbooks.
Good advice. Thanks for the info. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.